It's Macy's Black Friday in July. Hurry in for incredible specials before they're gone. Like swimwear for her, 60% off. Fine jewelry, 50 to 80% off. Save on men's designer suits, $99. Get select KitchenAid stand mixers, just $179.99. Select designer pillows, $6.99. And it gets even better. Get free shipping at Macy's.com with any $49 purchase. Price is so low, it's like Black Friday in July. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Sale ends July 15th.
Upstate Warrior Solution is having its first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th. Registration is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson. Vendors, food, and door prizes are available for all participants. $10 for single riders and $15 for couples. All proceeds will go to Upstate Warrior Solution to assist veterans in finding housing, employment, VA benefits, and other critical needs. UWS's first annual poker run Saturday, July 14th at Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. Lots to get to on the big show today. It's basically going to be wall-to-wall football discussion. There really isn't going to be anything else at all on this show today. I was going to start with the wide receiver draft list, and I know many of you have been asking me repeatedly for it the last couple days. It's coming. I promise you. The whole list is coming in its entirety, coming today. But Kwok is joining me at the start of the show, and we had a little plan if he was going to be available to discuss some lines that these are Westgate lines, Kwok?
These are Westgate lines, okay. Yes.
And we're going to get into a little bit of that discussion at the start, and then a little later today we'll get to the drafting of the receivers. The drafting of the receivers to me is was by far the most difficult because, again, there are so many good quality receivers all over the country, but there are almost no household names in this receiving group. And so it was much more of a challenge even than the running backs and the quarterbacks. And I spent like 4 hours more with film study this morning and trying to evaluate these guys and separate them. And I think I've done that, and I'll explain the premise of the list a little bit later on. Also, people are guessing at who Team 39 will be. Ramona, we've had several Wake Forest guests. Tell people what the problem with guessing Wake Forest is.
I think they're like number 49.
Right. They were already on the list.
Yeah, they've already been on the list.
And people are still asking for another rundown of 50 through 40. So I'll leave that to you a little later, and we'll get to that. But Team 39, I guarantee you, is going to be a surprise. And for the surprise ease, you're not going to like it. I'll just tell you that right now. You're not going to like it.
The surprise ease.
That's right. You're not going to like it much. All right, Kwok. So this list is by Westgate, and these are supposed to be the games of the year?
That's correct. There were a fair amount of Mountain West Conference games on there, which I'm still trying to figure out how a lot of these, like Fresno State UNLV games, are quote-unquote games of the year. But I'll let Westgate define it a little differently than maybe I would.
Fresno State and UNLV is a game of the year?
That's what they say.
Really?
A lot of Big Ten West in there, too.
Hmm. Well, they're all games of the year, I guess, for that coach at UNLV, because he's probably not going to be there at the end of this year. In fact, they're all games of the year for Larry Fedora, too, because he's not going to be there at the end of this year.
Yikes.
Either. It's funny. I saw a Dennis Dodd hot seat list yesterday that I went over a little bit, but he had Fedora as a 3, which is mid-ground, and I just don't understand it. I can't imagine. I mean, maybe a Lovie Smith or something, but probably not, because no one really cares at Illinois whether they win or lose. And, Lovie's a nice guy, so he may as well just keep him. But
went to a Super Bowl that one time.
Yeah, in North Carolina, they still seem to care, and I can't imagine any scenario by which Larry Fedora is back after this season. I just, last year the total on that team was 7 or 7.5. And I told the Carolina fans they were going to win 3, and they didn't like it. And of course, they won, uno, dos, tres, 3. And this year, it's not going to be much better. I mean, it might be 4, but
there's no talent there.
Well, look, they've not had any defense there in forever. I mean, and the defense, if anything, is getting worse. I think Surratt has ability, but they're not even sure they want to play him. I mean, something happened last year there and, in the background that we weren't familiar with and weren't privy to. So, but I can't imagine. I don't even think they like that guy there. I really don't. I think from what I hear from insiders up there, they don't even really like him personally. So if he's not winning on the field,
This is my thought on Fedora, and actually I ran this by Brett Freelander earlier on our show, and he kind of agreed with this. It feels like, and I didn't use this exact analogy, but it's like when you own a house and you're trying to sell it, and then you think you've got it sold, and so you let things kind of go, and then the paperwork falls through, and then you keep trying to sell it again and again, but you've let stuff go. Like, there's weeds everywhere, and the inside of the house, there's leaks all over the place, and the roof needs work, and you really haven't cared because you thought the house was sold. He was using, there's no question in my mind, he was trying to use North Carolina to get somewhere, whether it was LSU, whether it was Florida, whether it was out of the region or whatnot.
Well, he's going to get somewhere, all right?
Well, yeah, he's going to get unemployed. He's going to go back to being a coordinator somewhere.
He's going to go join Alabama staff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Nick Saban Rehab Center out there. But, I mean, to me, that's what it is, because since all those seniors left, it's almost like he didn't care what happened after that because he thought that was going to be his big break. And now he just looks like a horrible coach because he hasn't recruited or developed anybody of any consequence since then.
Well, Gene Chizik helped make that defense a little bit better, but he's not there. He's not there anymore. Yeah. But the defense essentially has been an abomination during his entire tenure there. And he had the one year where his offense was so good that they were able to basically outscore the defense. But other than that, I mean, remember, it was just a few years ago, East Carolina put up like back-to-back 70s on this football team. And you can't win playing that way. It's the same thing that Kingsbury is doing down in Texas Tech. I mean, he has a defense averaging, giving up 43 points a game the last 3 years. I mean, I'm sorry, you're not going to be around long. It's just any way you look at it. But I can't, Fedora to me, I mean, his seat is nuclear. Right?
Oh, yeah.
There can't be anybody hotter than him in my mind. I think he's absolutely finished. It'll be fascinating to see who's there next. You know, Seth Luttrell, who's actually doing a good job down at North Texas and has a quality quarterback in Mason Fine and is probably going to win, you know, 10 games this year, and he was offensive coordinator up there. I would think that's a possibility with the caveat that generally when teams fail, they go in the opposite direction. And since North Carolina has not seen defense in forever, you might be inclined to think they go with a defensive mind. But I guess we'll see. All right, so let's get into this discussion of the numbers and what Westgate put out. And maybe we'll offer you a few early road rage guarantees, 70% the last 7 years. All right, so what do we have?
All right, you've got TCU minus 17.5 at SMU. This is Friday, September 7th, so they haven't done anything week one. This is all starting week two.
Yeah, I'm not touching that because SMU has this odd way of playing TCU closely. I mean, but
they did with Chad Morris. I don't know if they will with the new regime, the Dykes regime there.
Yeah, I'm not sure, yeah. But because they're sort of in-state rivals that seem to play oddly competitive games, I wouldn't touch that.
Mississippi State, this is now to Saturday, September the 8th. Mississippi State minus 2.5 at Kansas State.
Well, you know, one thing here is, and I know everyone is discussing it. I see it on all these lists. I see this talk about, you know, Nick Fitzgerald and Mississippi State. Does anybody really know that Nick Fitzgerald's playing? I mean, you know, I think people have forgotten the nature of that injury. I haven't. You know, when your bone is sticking out your leg, you know, that takes some time to heal, even when you're young. You know, I'm curious. I mean, is he went through some stuff in the spring, but he was a completely non-contact situation. Is he actually going to be ready to play football? And if he is, how sharp is he going to be?
Well, and that's my question, too. The sharpness is a big question. I think probably what's happening here, and you can see it a little bit, is these things we don't know. You can tell that the odds makers at Westgate are hedging one way or the other. Like, there are teams that have uncertain situations, and sometimes very clearly they're hedging toward those situations, working out in the positive, and other times they're working, you know, they're hedging toward them being the negative. And I think they're probably hedging right now with Fitzgerald being healthy, with the idea that if it's not, then as we get closer to game time and he's not playing, then maybe the bettors will react to that and the line will shift. I would be kind of surprised if this line doesn't become like a pick 'em or Kansas State favor because of venue and because of uncertainty with Fitzgerald.
Yeah, you know, that's a very tough place to win. I think Mississippi State's a good football team. I think their defensive line is good. I think they certainly have talent. But I'm not sure they're winning in Manhattan, Kansas.
New coach, and, too, with Moorhead.
Yeah. No, I like Moorhead. I think he's going to do a good job. But it's still a new administration, a new staff, a new way of doing things. And we'll see. I just think it's a tough place to go and play. I'm not touching that right now.
Next one is Oklahoma minus 20.5 against UCLA at home.
I'm going to tell you something. Kyler Murray is going to be the biggest surprise to people. People have no idea what's coming. I'm tempted to say something that would really stun people, but I'm not sure there's going to be a drop-off at quarterback.
Wow.
I think Kyler Murray is just a scary talent. He's just been waiting his chance, biding his time. You know, and I think you know this from the way Lincoln Riley reacted around the baseball draft. He was coming out making these very aggressive statements about, oh, no, he's coming back. He's coming to play a year at college football. You know, it was pretty obvious. Lincoln Riley was desperate to have Kyler Murray back. Now, I'll grant you, there's not a lot of film of Kyler Murray to go on in terms of the college game at quarterback. Obviously, the A&M fiasco, whatever happened down there. But in high school, this kid started 42 games, I believe, and won all 42 games. And his foot quickness and his ability to move is, I think, is even better than Johnny Manziel's. And that's insane. And here's the other thing. I was watching this morning in some of the film study for the wide receivers. I was watching the Oklahoma wide receivers. And at one point, and I don't remember, I was watching CeeDee Lamb, I guess. And at one point, you know, CeeDee Lamb runs a nine route and the ball is put perfectly out there and it's 65 yards in the air. And I'm thinking, yeah, there's Mayfield again. It was Kyler Murray who made that throw. Now, the only question I would have had about him was that question of arm strength at the collegiate level, which we hadn't really witnessed. Well, when I saw that throw, that question went away. I think that he is going to be incredible. I really do. I think he's going to be really, really difficult for people to deal with.
You definitely don't see athletes like that every day, especially in a Big 12 where it's a certain type of quarterback sits in a pocket. It'll be interesting to see what Lincoln Riley does with him because I think they are going to have to move him a little bit more than they may feel moved instinctively, but he could sit in there and throw it. You think that's a concern at all with Murray, just the ability to sit there,
you know what?
Make reads and throw it?
I'm not sure it is because if you watch just the confidence he threw this ball with, I mean, it's just one play, but and we'll see, but I think he has the capacity to do whatever he wants with him, and he has talent at wide receiver and running back. So, you know, he did lose Orlando Brown, baby Zeus, at left tackle in his 5'9 40 time. But I think Murray is going to be sensational. Hey, we're getting off on a tangent, but what the heck was that number?
It was 20 and a half with UCLA. 20 and a half over UCLA.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch that.
Too many points. Georgia minus 14 and a half in Columbia at South Carolina.
I like South Carolina. I think it's too many points.
I do too.
The history of the series in the last 10 years is close. I think Georgia has a lot of turnover from last year's national championship team. They certainly have talent, but it's an early season game, which I think gives South Carolina a shot. I mean, I think that's going to be a 3-point game in the fourth quarter. And I wouldn't even be stunned if South Carolina won because of when that game is. Yeah, we'll take those points, Rona. We'll make that an early road rage guarantee. I like the 14 and a half. I just think it's too many points. I think South Carolina is going to be very competitive in that football game. I'm thinking it's a 24-21, 27-21 type of football game, something in that range. All right, we have to take a quick break. I'm joined by William Quackenbush from Out of Bounds. Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Train or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list, high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today, Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out. Call 888-NORTHLAND or visit GetNorthland.com to learn more.
Limited time offer. All rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See GetNorthland.com/offers for full details.
Here is what a satisfied AquaPool Care customer had to say.
I was going to put the pool in horizontal as the architect suggested. Richard suggested vertical from his experience because he thought it'd give me more landscaping options, and he was spot on.
If you want your pool installed by AquaPool Care, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
When it comes to filling your prescriptions, time is of the essence. At Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens, there are no hassles having your prescriptions transferred or filled. They'll gladly do that for you. They can contact your medical provider or former pharmacy and take all the worry out of your hands. All you have to do is pick it up. No hassle prescriptions at Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens. Small town feel, big time service.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
I apologize for yelling at you.
On 105.5 The Roar.
I got a dollar in my pocket. There ain't a cloud up above. I got a picture in a locket. That's just baby, I love you.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm joined this first hour by William Quackenbush from Out of Bounds. We're talking about college football lines that have been released, games of the week by the Westgate. You know, I see this random note from Sam Farmer of the LA Times. A random Wimbledon note, the balls are refrigerated before they're used in a match. I'm not sure whether, I think
what
I knew that at
that
one
would
time,
do
but I think
to
I forgot.
Make them harder, maybe?
Maybe. I'm not sure. But, you know, you just have to wonder.
Do they test them like they do footballs?
Well, you know, you have to wonder how long they maintain the integrity of whatever they're trying to accomplish there. You know, I mean, how once you remove them from the refrigerator and you put them out in the 80 degrees, I'm not sure how long they stay cool.
Yeah, like your cheese.
Right, they're not an ice cube, so I'm not exactly certain of that. It's an interesting little
maybe
factoid,
they got a mini fridge on the side of the thing.
Maybe.
The court.
Maybe. You hate Federer, don't you, Ramona?
I don't like Federer. Federer's a baby. Every time he loses, I mean, he's won so many matches. He's like one of the greatest ever, right? But when he loses, he goes into a crying jag like a baby. They always interview him, and he's like, "Oh, so disappointed. He can't even hold his tears back."
Let me tell you
about this.
This
is ridiculous.
Okay. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, what I love most about Harry's Shave is the flexible, soft hinge. It glides across the contours of my face. No cuts, no burns, none of that stuff with Harry's. The shave gel is incredible. It's eucalyptus. It's thick, luxurious, makes you feel alive. It's not like that whipped cream-like stuff you get at the drugstore. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's Shave Set with me at harrys.com. Get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Look, Harry's founders were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew a great shave didn't come from gimmicks like flashing lights, vibrating heads, flex balls, handles that look like spaceships, any of that garbage. Tactics the leading brand has used for years to raise prices. So they bought the German factory that made the finest steel on earth, that ground the sharpest steel, and the rest is history. The replacement cartridges with Harry's just $2 each compared to the $4 more you'll pay with Gillette Fusion Pro Shield, and everything's 100% quality guarantee. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer for listeners listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set with Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get the starter set that comes with 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping when you use the code WALT at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already made the switch. Go to harrys.com today. Use the code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. All right, Kwok. Where do we leave off? Here's Ramona.
This is progressing nicely.
Well, you know what? We're moving right along.
We've covered like three games.
You know, there's only one road rage pick so far, and I'm making this official. I'm taking the South Carolina plus those 14.5. It's just too many points.
All right. The next one is Clemson minus 12.5 at Texas A&M.
I actually think Clemson's going to cover that line. I don't believe in A&M. I just think there's a total switch there in terms of scheme. I don't know how any of that stuff is going to work. It is a tough place to play. It's a very tough place to play. And that still is a big number on the road. My first inclination is Clemson covers that. I may leave that alone for right now. Thoughts on that?
I think it feels like about a 14 to 17 point win for Clemson. That's what it feels like to me. 34-20, something like that.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that, which is why I'll probably leave that alone. It's close enough to me to leave alone.
What about this one? Penn State minus 13 at Pitt.
I like Pitt.
I gave that out yesterday.
I think it's too many points. First of all, I like Kenny Pickett. At the end of last year, I was warned about Kenny Pickett. I picked Pitt to upset Miami, which they did, and Kenny Pickett led them to that victory. And I don't love the rest of that team, but that's an old-time rivalry game. And when those two teams played at Pitt 2 years ago, that was like a one-point game. It seems like it was like 40-39 or something. And Penn State's lost their entire secondary. And that's the part people talk about, this area, that area. When I say they lost their entire secondary, I mean that. Their entire secondary went to the NFL. And I just think that's too much to replace. Deshaun Hamilton was their go-to route running possession receiver. They lost Gesicki, the All-American tight end. I actually don't think they're going to miss Barkley as much as people think. I think the Sanders kid who's going to take his place is really talented. But I'm concerned about those other losses. And I think McSorley's very good. But I like Pitt. That's just too many points. So you can take that one too, Ramona. It was 13, Kwok?
13 is the number, yes.
We're taking Pitt plus 13 against Penn State. It's just too many points.
Yeah, the 42-39 2 years ago.
42-39.
That was the score. Let's see. Stanford.
Did Pitt win that game?
I believe Pitt did win that game 42-30. I remember it was back and forth. Let's see. Let me look that up real fast. Yeah, it was. 42-39. Yeah. Pittsburgh beat Penn State, ranked fifth in the country at the time.
Yeah, I think it's just way too many points in that venue, two rivals.
Stanford minus 4 against USC at home.
That game's at Stanford?
That game is at Stanford.
I like Stanford in that game. I'm taking that too, Ramon. I'm taking Stanford and laying that 4. I
thought it was a misprint. I thought he was missing a 1 in front of the 4.
Yeah, I don't like this USC team. I think the Daniels kid, who they haven't decided to play a quarterback yet, that kid is going to be incredible. But the Fine kid, what's his name? What's the kid's name again? Matt what? Fine? Whatever that kid's name is.
Asking me?
Yeah, he's the kid we made fun of the other day.
We make fun of lots of people.
No. Whatever. Oh, good grief.
I remember circumstance. Doesn't his last mean name? I remember their name.
What's his last
Matt
name?
Fink? Is Fink. That who it is? There yeah. we go. Fink. There we go.
Fink. That kid sucks, plain and simple. I mean, I'm sorry. He comes out of spring as the number one quarterback for USC. If he's the quarterback for any duration of time, they are in big trouble. And they're in trouble anyway. They lost too many star players. They lost guys like Nwusu and Green on defense. Those are their two best pass rushers. They lost Ronald Jones, who was their best running back, Sam Darnold. They lost their best receiver in Deontay Burnett. They just lost too many pieces. But the Fink kid, I mean, I can't even understand how he's on the roster, let alone the notion that he comes. I mean, if you go look up a USC depth chart, it shows Matt Fink as the quarterback. And again, if he's the quarterback, I'll tell you right now, if that kid plays quarterback for USC, they'll be lucky to win two games all year.
Yikes.
So, I like Stanford in that game. I think Stanford's better. And quite honestly, that number at home is sort of shocking to me.
I think that number is going quickly upward, especially if word gets out that the quarterback's terrible. Cal minus -4 at BYU.
Oh, no.
Not touching that.
I mean, no, it's like it's hard enough to figure out breakdown games against the spread when you have known quantities you can trust. You can't trust either one of those teams. So,
what is BYU? Are they 9-3 or 3-9? What are they?
I think that last year was a little bit of an aberration, and I think they'll have a bounce back year. How much of a bounce back year, we'll see.
What about, this is the last one for week two, Michigan State minus -10 at Arizona State.
Well, I really like Lewerke. I really like this Michigan State team, and I think that they may threaten to go to the playoff. I think they'll win like 11 games, and I think they'll win that game. But whether they'll go on the road and win by more than 10, that's another question. N'Keal Harry, the wide receiver at Arizona State, is an elite player. Arizona State doesn't have much defense. I'm going to leave that alone.
All right. All right, now, Thursday, September 13th, you got Wake Forest minus -2 against Boston College.
Well, you know, the wild card here is there's not going to be any Kendall Hinton in that game because he'll still be under suspension. I like both these teams. I think both these teams are really headed in the right direction. I think they're both going to be very good. And that game is at Wake, right?
It's at Wake.
Yeah. No, I'm leaving that.
That's a toughie right there. How about Florida State minus -9.5 at Syracuse on September 15th, Saturday?
I like Syracuse in that game. A lot of newness at Florida State. You know, Syracuse almost beat Florida State in Tallahassee last year. Now, obviously, it was a Florida State team that was in chaos, in turmoil. But I still think I like Syracuse. I don't know if I trust them enough to give it out as a pick, though.
All right. How about another one? This one, a revenge factor. Oklahoma minus -11 at Iowa State.
It's a lot of points to give in Ames. Ames is a tough place to play. People talk. They say things like, well, I can't believe somebody lost at Iowa State. Go there and play. Go. It's a tough place to play.
Agreed.
It's surprisingly tough. The environment's tough. Quite honestly, it's where a lot of ranked teams go to die. I'm going to stay away from that.
Oklahoma State minus -4 against Boise State.
Now, there's a game. I thought I had examined the whole schedules. You said Oklahoma State and Boise State?
Oklahoma State and Boise State.
I didn't realize those two teams were playing each other. Where's that game?
I guess it's in Stillwater. Let me check that.
I wonder if that's a neutral site game. Oklahoma State and Boise State. On the surface, I like Boise State in that game. As you know, I'm not a fan of Mike Gundy's program.
Oh, for real?
I think defensively they're an abomination. And now you lose Rudolph. You do have a star tailback, but you're going to start over at quarterback.
In Stillwater. Oklahoma State, I don't think they play a road game all year. Every game I looked at was a home game for them. I think they played their first 4 or 5 at home, but that's one of them.
And they're a 4-point favorite?
They're a 4-point favorite.
I'll tell you, my instant reaction to that is I like Boise State. I think they probably win that game, but I'm not ready to play that thing yet. I'm not ready to give that out yet. I think they're headed for some issues. I mean, again, that defense can't stop anybody. You know, you want the best example, and you know what it is. The best example of how bad that defense is was demonstrated when Kansas State who was an injured, beat-up team, went to Stillwater, and Thompson, Skylar Thompson, hadn't even been starting, just tore them to pieces. I mean, he had three passes to Pringle. They were all over 50 yards, all for touchdowns. There's no Oklahoma State defender near Pringle. I mean, no one anywhere near him. I mean, that defense is just nauseating to watch. I just don't believe in that football team. And now I think their offense may not be as good either, which means that, they could be heading for a nice, 7-win season. They may see the blue field again at the end of the year.
Oh, that's rough. What about Texas Tech -4 at home against Houston?
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know, they already want to put Major Applewhite on a hot seat there. I'm not sure about that, but again, another guy, I don't believe in Kingsbury at all. I don't believe in any defense. The average is 40, gives up 43 points a game. I mean, somebody will win that game, and we'll all have to watch it.
What about Missouri-Purdue as a pick'em?
You know, I actually like both these teams. I think Jeff Brohm is doing a really good job with Purdue, and I think he has that thing headed in the right direction. But I'm high on Missouri. I'm much higher than most people are. I think Missouri has quality receivers. They have a great quarterback. They have two talented running backs. They get Crockett back, who was a 1,000-yard rusher as a freshman who was injured last year. And defensively, they're deep at defensive tackle and pretty talented. And they've got one kid off the edge who's good. I think Missouri is going to be a really dangerous team, especially in a league that, quite honestly, is still a little offensively challenged. And when Missouri goes up against some of these teams like Florida, and I think that game's in Florida, but you're going to have to score points to beat Missouri. You're not going to beat Missouri scoring 14 points. Look, Florida's pretty good defensively and has been, but even if you're good defensively, Missouri's going to put at least 28 on you. So if you want to beat them, you're going to have to score more than 28. Is Florida going to score more than 28 against them?
I don't think so.
And so I think Missouri's going to surprise some people. And quite honestly, when I looked at their schedule the other day, I thought their last six games of the year were all winnable games. I put them like 42 or something, with the caveat that I think if there's a surprise dark horse team that wins the SEC East, I think it'll be Missouri. I think they're better than people think. That's a tough game. That's at Purdue, right?
It is at Purdue.
I want to see that game. I don't want to offer a projection on it.
All right, last one in week 3 is Texas -4.5 against USC.
Well, you go first on this one.
I mean, I'm kind of like you. I'm not sure what Clay Helton is. I'm not sure what that USC program is. I'd probably be inclined to just stay away from this one entirely, because I don't hate either of Texas's quarterbacks. I just hate that situation where it just feels like there's no certainty there at all. I know what Tom Herman's trying to do. I just don't think he's doing a very good job of it in terms of efficiently coming to a situation where you know who that is as a football team. I think the defense is probably good enough to keep USC under wraps. So, like, if I was going to make a pick, I'd go Texas and lay the points, but I'm not sure I trust Texas enough to figure out offensively who they want to be by week 3 to be able to even offer a pick on this.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like either one of these teams. The best thing about these two teams to me is Orlando, the defensive coordinator at Texas. I think he's the guy who improved that team from where they were when Maryland destroyed them. Throughout the season, I thought that defense got better. Now, his defenses are always going to give up a few big plays because he takes a lot of chances. He's aggressive. So there's always going to be that element. But I thought as the year went on, I thought they got better and better defensively. And I thought that's where they improved. I didn't see the improvement on Tom Herman's side of the ball. I think both these teams that are fundamentally overrated going into the year. I gave out the under on USC. As a pick, they were 8.5. I think I left it alone with Texas, but I'm not really a believer in either one of those teams, sort of like you. I would pass on that as well. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get back to this when we get back.
Hey, Clemson football fans. This is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that six-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all six of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takeuchi compact equipment at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takeuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
On 105.5 The Roar.
Mm-hmm.
Walt Tip Tula Road Rage. I'm joined by William Quackenbush from Out of Bounds. We're talking about early college football lines that were released on the games of the week, games of the year, by our friends at Westgate. During the break, we were talking a little more about Southern Cal. You know, and I mentioned the Quack. I said, you know, they lost their best five players. If I list their best five players from last year, they would have been Darnold, in no particular order. I mean, I can do them in order. For me, it would have been Darnold, one, Jones, two, Uchenna and Wusu, three, Green, four, Deontay Burnett, five. So quarterback, running back, wide receiver, both edge guys defensively, those are five best players. They lost all those guys, and oh, by the way, they weren't great with those guys. They were just sort of an 8-9 type win team with those guys. Now, what was their final record last year?
They finished 10-3 or something, yeah, 9-4, something of that sort.
That's what they were with those guys. Now they come into spring football with a dude named Fink at quarterback, who, you know, again, look, long term, it's not going to be him. It's going to be that Daniels kid who takes that job at some point, and when the sooner the better, like immediately. Yeah, but
they finished 11-3 last year, beat Stanford to win the league, and then got pummeled by Ohio State.
Yeah, they got destroyed by Ohio State, which I knew they would because there's no way that offensive line was going to block that defensive front at Ohio State. So, you know, on the year they had three losses, and that's with all those guys. And now, you know, again, generally, unless you're situated like Clemson or Alabama is right now, you lose your five best players and you weren't great to begin with, you're not going to be better. And so we'll see what happens now. All right, let's speed this up.
This is an inherently skippable game. Penn State minus 28.5 at Illinois. That's a Friday, September 21st.
Yeah, Illini, Jay. I feel sorry for you, Jay.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
USC minus 15.5 against Washington State.
No, I'm taking Washington State. I just don't believe in Southern Cal. I'm not even sure they win that game. I mean, especially if. You know, if they're playing the Fink kid, this is the pick of the year. I'm telling you right now, if the Fink kid is at quarterback for USC, this is the pick of all time. I know Washington State incurred some losses, but is USC better than Washington State right now? I'm not sure they are. No thanks. I'll take those points. 15.5 is way too many points. Way too many. You can write that one down, Ramona. Washington State plus 15.5 against USC.
Next up, this is Saturday, September 22nd, Notre Dame minus 7 at Wake Forest.
I don't like Notre Dame. I'm not even sure they win that game. I'll leave that alone for right now, though. I want to find out what happens with the Wake Forest quarterback situation.
That would be his first game back. I believe that's right. His first game back from suspension is at
if he's
the 22nd.
Still the quarterback, by well, then, that's which true. Is the other thing.
West Virginia minus 7 against Kansas State.
That's at home?
That's at home in Morgantown.
The reason Kansas State makes it tough on West Virginia is they run the ball at them. They don't let them do what they want to do. They don't play their game. I got to pass on that. I like West Virginia, though. I like those receivers, and obviously I like Greer.
I do, too. Michigan minus 17 against Nebraska.
You know, people don't realize it, but Nebraska actually has two of the best receivers in the country. The only question is, do they have anybody who can throw it to them, and including Stanley Morgan Jr.? No, I'm passing.
Wisconsin minus 10.5 at Iowa.
I really like this Wisconsin football team. Who wins by more than 10 at Iowa?
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't think
that's
anybody.
Too many points.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched these two teams play in that venue in recent years, and the games are always 21-20. I mean, I really like Wisconsin. I think Hornibrook is going to surprise people with his efficiency and his play. I think they'll get better quarterback play than they've had in years, and obviously Taylor is a monster. But I like Stanley, the Iowa quarterback, too, and that's too many points. I mean, I like Iowa with the 10.5 there. I think Wisconsin will win, but 21-17, 24-21, something like that.
Alabama minus 24 against Texas A&M.
That's in Tuscaloosa?
In Tuscaloosa.
Nah. I mean, I think Alabama will probably cover it, but I'm not going to.
No, I can't give that one out. Texas minus 5.5 against TCU.
I'm taking TCU.
That made me laugh a little bit. It made me laugh that Patterson's just sitting there. I mean, he's seeing these lines come out, and you can just see how red his face is.
Yeah. I mean, Gary Patterson's a great coach, and he loves beating Texas. So, I mean, even if Texas won the game, they wouldn't win by more than that. They'd win by a field goal if they found a way to win. But going into it, I don't even like their chances of winning.
All right, last game that week is Stanford, Oregon, a pick 'em in Eugene.
I think Oregon's going to be improved without question, but I think Stanford's the better football team. I just think they have more options. You know, look, here's the thing. Oregon can't stop the run. All right, they've not been able to stop the run for years, but I'm not sure not being able to stop the run is a good way to go and play Bryce Love.
No. No, I would agree with that 100%. We might get through September.
Let's get through September.
Minor miracle here, the way we started. Let's see, Friday, September 28th, you got Colorado minus 1 against UCLA.
No.
You said nice stuff about Colorado yesterday.
Yeah, look, I like the coaching staff. I think Montez, the quarterback, is a freak athlete who's 6'5", 230 pounds. But I'm not touching that.
No. What about Ohio State minus 5 in Happy Valley against Penn State? Crazy stuff happens when they play in that building.
It did.
The field goal, the blocked field goal return.
Yeah, I'll probably skip that. I tend to think Ohio State will win and cover, but I'll skip it.
Florida State minus 3.5 at Louisville. Newly named Cardinal Stadium.
Yeah. Well, you know, the last time Florida State went to that stadium, would they lose by 45? It could have been 100.
63-20, I think, is what it was. Good Lord.
You know, sometimes there are teams that just struggle in certain venues, but I'm going to pass on that.
Next up is Texas minus 7.5 at Kansas State.
No. There's no freaking way that Texas can be favored at Kansas State.
I know you're going to be mad about
that.
These
people haven't been paying attention for the last decade. Kansas State's been kicking the crap out of Texas as an annual rite of passage every single year until last year. Last year, they lost in Austin in double overtime. Well, you know, Kansas State has the same two quarterbacks back, and I think they're going to be vastly improved. I mean, let's just say somehow Texas wins. They're not winning by more than 7.5 in Manhattan. And honestly, I don't think there's a chance on God's green earth that Texas team is going to Manhattan and winning. Zero. I mean, zero. And that's one of the steals of the year, maybe of the decade. I'm taking Kansas State plus the 7.5. They'll win the game outright. There's your road rage guarantee. I don't even need those points. You know what? I'll take those points, but I don't even need those points because there's just no way. I mean, when did Texas become Alabama? You know, when Texas is still a team that's trying to find their way. It's amazing.
You know, let's just play a devil's advocate game for a second. Let's say Texas is what Westgate apparently thinks they are. Why would you set that line at 7.5 and let Kansas State lose by a touchdown and cover that number?
Yeah.
That just seems crazy to me.
Yeah, I have no idea. And, you know, and what it is there are teams like Texas, Notre Dame, Duke in basketball who constantly get overvalued because of their alumni base around the world. You know, and so you can almost always get good values going against those teams.
All right, we got three more games left in, what is this, week 5, I think, of the season. Oh, the Dan Mullen Bowl. Mississippi State minus 3 against Florida.
That's at Florida, I take it?
It is at Mississippi State in Starkville.
Mississippi State's only a 3.5-point favorite.
3-point favorite against Florida at home.
Against Florida?
Mm-hmm. I guess this would play a little bit into your Nick Fitzgerald. What is he?
The one thing I will say is no one knows the personnel better than Dan Mullen and should know how to prepare for it. But, yeah, I can't do anything there without knowing something about Nick Fitzgerald, which I don't know right now. I mean, my inclination is, I mean, I think Dan Mullen's going to improve Florida, but I also don't think that he has any magic elixir or pixie dust he can, dose them with. I don't, to make them that much better immediately.
What's that saying about great coaches can take your team and beat his team with them?
Yeah.
And maybe Mullen in this case.
But is Dan Mullen a great coach? See, I don't know.
I mean, they're constantly undervalued. I know you referenced the CBS Sports article the other day about undervalued, overvalued. They're the team that constantly, I mean, I would say they're the Kansas State of the SEC the last 8 or 10 years or whatever the sample size was.
Yeah, but they've had some terrible losses, too, some inexplicable losses.
South Alabama.
Forget about. That's right. And, you know, I watched them play Miami of Ohio in a bowl game a couple years ago, and they won, like, 22-21 because Miami missed, like, you know, 20-yard field goal or something. But it was pathetic. I mean, I've watched them play Georgia Tech twice and get destroyed both times, once at Mississippi State and once in the Orange Bowl. And when I say destroyed, I mean, they gave up like 100-something points, you know, and like 1,200 yards. I don't know. I'm not as in love with Dan Mullen as the rest of the world. I think he'll make that program better. I mean, because I think he's significantly better than the last two choices they made. But yeah, I'll just skip that.
All right, we have two games. I know you're going to love these. I mean, really. USC -4 at Arizona.
I'm taking Arizona. I'm taking Arizona to win that game. I watched that game last year at USC, and it was basically a mano-a-mano deal. Darnold and Khalil Tate both moving the ball up and down the field all game. And eventually I thought Darnold would win. He's a little more poised, a little more polished at that point. Plus he was playing with a little bit better team, and that's what happened. But now you're going to go flip it and go to Arizona, and now you don't have Darnold? You're bringing Matt Fink? You're bringing Matt Fink to Arizona? No, I'm taking Arizona. Arizona's getting 4 at home? Okay, you can write that one down, Ramon. I'm taking Arizona +4 at home against Southern Cal because I think Arizona wins that game. And by the way, I'm a guy who's hated that whole state in terms of football for about as long as I can remember.
All right, and then the final one there in week 5 is Notre Dame -3 at home against Stanford.
I'm taking Stanford. I think Stanford's the better team. And I think they'll go there and win that game. I just, again, people can tell me all they want about Notre Dame, but you lost the left side of the All-American offensive line. You lost the 6th and the 9th pick of the NFL draft. When's the last time Notre Dame had two players taking the first 10 picks of the NFL draft? And the 6th pick could have been the first pick because he's the best guard we've seen in college football in a decade. Some people are saying he's the best guard of all time. I'm not buying that. But he and McGlinchey, that was the strength of that team. Those are the two best players on that football team. So how are they going to be better?
They're not.
I just don't see it. So I think Stanford and Notre Dame have played really close games there. They played like 14, 13 games. I think Stanford has too much. I think they'll go there and win.
Awesome.
I guess we're done, Kwok.
I guess so.
That's it.
We got you through September.
Thank you, Kwok. We'll be back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive